Chaz Ray is an engineer with the Park City Fire District and helped organize the Fire Ops 101 that took place over the weekend. He says it's a great program that gives the public a new perspective on what firefighters do.
I played a role in setting it up with Captain Sean Winder. Her and I have done this for 2 years now. Great program. Everybody has a lot of fun. Our guys have a lot of fun with all the participants that show up, and it sounds like the participants have a lot of fun as well.
He says the participants face their share of challenging circumstances. They get to experience what firefighters do from the moment they arrive on scene.
We have a couple units arrive and run through a full scenario, and we do a rescue from our training tower. And then they go through and they get to do a search and rescue through a room blackout drill, which is simulating going through a house in smoke, finding victims. And then they go through our confidence course, and they all like the confidence course quite a bit. It's kind of like a little maze where you crawl through. It's the size of a, you know, crawling under a desk type deal all the way through. And there's different obstacles in between that you need to squeeze through. Everybody really liked that.
The participants take on the role seriously. Ray says even donning the firefighters' apparel.
All of our what we call PPE, personal protective equipment. So they've got our turnout coats on and boots and helmet and pants and all that. So they do get a little sweaty. And it shows them also the weight that we have to carry around. It's an extra anywhere from 25 to 50 pounds. Just the suit and the air pack that we carry and helmet.
That's Chaz Ray of the Park City Fire District. Fire Chief Paul Hewitt says the program, while a lot of fun, at the same time is designed to expose community leaders to the number one priority of public safety.
Is to get our community leaders to keep public safety in the number one position. And that's what Fire Ops 101, or this Firefighter for a Day, is designed to do, is to show them. One of the drills was an extrication drill. We brought two cars out and let them use the jaws of life, the cutters and the spreaders, to tear these cars apart. It was a lot of fun. But it also shows the participants how labor-intensive a job like that is. A lot of people would think that one engine on scene with three or four firefighters could handle an extrication, a patient extrication, or patient extrication with the treatment, and that's not the case. It takes a lot more firefighters than what you might think to perform these somewhat ordinary tasks in the day of a firefighter.
He says Chamber Bureau Director Bill Malone managed to slide and slither his way through the maze.
I was assigned to Bill, and he got through this maze like you wouldn't believe. He went right through it. A lot of our participants just did fabulously well on these events and enjoyed them.
Hewitt says all the participants came ready to fight a fire or effect a rescue.
You know, everybody that was there, we had, for example, Representative Craig Powell there, and they all showed up with their game face on. I mean, they took it pretty seriously. They all did a fabulous job.
He says they'll have another rendition of this event in the future because it's a great exercise for both firefighters and the community. On another item, Hewitt says with snow in the forecast for this week, the fire district will breathe a little easier.
When the snow flies, we usually mark the end of the fire season.
Nice job this summer, keeping us safe.
Nice job to the citizens.
Finally, Hewitt reminds the Community Wildfire Preparedness Fair takes place this Saturday from 10 to 3 at the Park City Fire District Station on Bittner Road.
We'll be discussing all kinds of safety hints and wildfire hints about defensible space and such. So bring your kids and come out and enjoy it.
That's Park City Fire Chief Paul Hewitt along with Chaz Ray of the Park City Fire District. Again, that Wildfire Safety Fair taking place Saturday from 10 to 3 at the Park City Fire Station. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.